Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. Highs of 6, lows of 0. Tuesday, we can expect light rain and a gentle breeze. Highs of 6, lows of 5. Wednesday, we can expect light rain showers and a gentle breeze. Highs of 10, lows of 9. Thursday, we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze. Highs of 11, lows of 8. And Thursday, we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze. Highs of 11, lows of 9. That's it for your weekly weather. We'll update you more next weekend. Stay safe and stay at home. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, 18 members of the Gurnard Primary School community are isolating after a confirmed case of COVID-19. 4 staff and 14 students must stay home until January 25th. The school remains open for other families who are key workers and for vulnerable children. An Isle of Wight Council spokesperson said a member of Gurnard's school community has tested positive for COVID-19. Families and staff have all been informed. After seeking public health advice, 4 staff and 14 students are required to self-isolate till 25th of January. The students will be able to access a high-quality remote learning offer that their peers are engaged with currently. Meanwhile, consultation has reopened on the application for exploratory oil drilling on the Isle of Wight, and final plans have been submitted for the building, operation and decommissioning of a well site for the exploration and appraisal of hydrocarbon minerals at a site in Arreton, just off the main Newport to Sandown Road. UKOG says the scheme is an opportunity to see whether it would be viable to drill at the site near New Barn Business Park for oil in the future. It is not asking for permission for production of oil, only exploration as part of trial stages. And finally, Sovereign Housing Association is offering 40 young people the chance to kickstart their careers with a 6-month paid work placement in departments across the organisation. Sovereign, which has 60,000 homes across Berkshire, Hampshire, Oxfordshire, Gloucestershire, Dorset, Devon, Wiltshire, the West of England and the Isle of Wight, will give the paid training roles to under 25s currently on Universal Credit. The Housing Association is part of a 59-member consortium with Kickstart Housing Partnership led by Clarion Housing Group, the UK's largest provider of affordable housing. Organisations in the partnership have secured £6 million government funding to create new job placements for 16 to 24-year-olds through the Kickstart programme. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectors Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 17th of January 1706 was the birthday of Benjamin Franklin. Some people think that Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity. However, all he did was make the link between lightning and electricity. He did this by tying a key to a kite and flying it in a thunderstorm. The experiment was successful. Lightning struck the key and electricity travelled down the kite line and electrocuted Benjamin Franklin. This dangerous experiment provided valuable scientific knowledge about electricity, which was used to make multiple useful inventions that we use today. 17th of January 1942 is when one of the greatest boxers of the 20th century was born. Born Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali won his first heavyweight boxing title aged 22 and changed his name shortly after. He was banned from fighting for 4 years after refusing to fight in the Vietnam War, but on his return he won several notable fights. One of Muhammad Ali's most famous quotes was, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." The 19th of January 1848 was the birth date of Captain Matthew Webb, the first person to swim the English Channel unassisted. Born in Shropshire, Webb learned to swim at an early age and saved his 12-year-old brother from drowning in 1863. He became inspired to cross the Channel after reading about a failed attempt to cross it, and made his own attempt in 1875. He reached France after 21 hours and 40 minutes, having taken a 40-kilometre long route. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is abscond. A-B-S-C-O-N-D. It's a verb that means to leave hurriedly and secretly, typically to escape from custody or avoid arrest. It can also mean fail to surrender oneself for custody at the appointed time. It originated from the mid-16th century from the Latin word abscondere, which means to hide, or from the prefix ab, which means away or from, and the suffix condere, which means to stow. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now. Hello, this is Jasper with some obscure holidays. Monday is not opposite day. While it is unclear who created this opposite day and for what purposes, rumour has it that the unofficial holiday comes from a playground game where children trick each other by asking silly questions and then reversing the answers. Don't celebrate by going to bed in the morning and working at night, having dinner for breakfast and breakfast for dinner, and saying right when you mean left. Tuesday is Spouse's Day. The unofficial holiday encourages people to let their spouses know how much they are loved, respected, and appreciated. While the term spouse is traditionally used to refer to individual bound by law through marriage, these days it could be used to refer to people who may be in a common law marriage or domestic partnership. Celebrate by doing chores for them or making their favourite foods and treats. Wednesday is Chocolate Cake Day. Take a break from healthy eating and indulge in the chocolate cake by having it for every meal on this awesome food holiday. Chocolate cake has rightfully become its own category of cake, with many different styles of chocolate cake baked and consumed around the world. It is a very popular theme for a fun holiday. Celebrate by having chocolate cake for all your meals and baking a chocolate cake and taking it with you everywhere. Thursday is Fun at Work Day. Sometimes celebrated on April Fools, the day encourages people to add some fun to their work day. Did you know that a person's perception of time changes when they are having fun? According to these studies, having fun can help pass the time faster. Celebrate by baking goodies and bring them for your colleagues, playing harmless pranks on your colleagues and co-workers, and playing board games at work. And finally, Friday is Puzzle Day. Puzzles are problems that are difficult to solve or require special skills to resolve. They can take various forms and emphasize different expertise. Crosswords, word searches, and anagrams put a person's vocabulary and skills with a language to test. Celebrate by hosting a puzzle party and solving puzzles with family and friends, learning about the history of puzzles and the science behind creating them, and spending the day solving puzzles of all kinds.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Richard Dean Anderson, who is a TV actor, born in 1950, who's 71 years old. Julia Jones, who's a movie actress, born in 1981, who's 40 years old. And finally, April Pearson, who's a TV actress, born in 1986, who's 32 years old. Have some more famous birthdays for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Community Action Isle of Wight is recruiting volunteers to staff an island COVID-19 vaccination centre. People who live in Newport or can easily get to the Riverside Centre are being asked to step up. The Riverside Vaccination Centre will be open 7 days a week from 8am to 8pm. Community Action Isle of Wight wants to hear from islanders who can spare 4 or more hours a week. For more information, visit www.communityactionislewight.org.uk/signup. Meanwhile, a woman is thought to be the first person in the UK to be found guilty of drink driving while using an e-scooter. Kaya Jordan, 20, was almost 3 times over the limit when she went through a red light and almost crashed into an unmarked police car, a court heard. Magistrates heard that she had been drinking double shots of rum before riding the e-scooter through Newport on the Isle of Wight in December. She was banned from driving for 2 years and given a community order. And finally, more affordable houses have been proposed for a Rookley development. Island developers Capped the Homes has already got permission from the Isle of Wight Council to demolish an industrial building and construct 21 homes on the edge of Rookley off Blackwater Hollow. Now new proposals have been submitted to add a further 7 homes on the partial brownfield site, taking the total number of bungalows and houses proposed to 28. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.